www.thebeatgeek.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Boat.
You don't rock the boat, nothing's
going to
change.
It's not. And we need change, real change, right? Reformation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Going back to the old past. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty, you need to know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. See, they need to hate somebody other than themselves.
Of course.
They got to blame somebody for what they leave undone or
exactly.
What they're guilty of. Okay, just making sure. We're the radio show that the voice and the voice of, that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. And speaking of which, did you know that Henry Kissinger, the pedophile himself, that sits on the council of president after president of the United States, he's a known pedophile, by the way, but isn't it interesting that he said basically a terrorist are those that do not basically submit or subjugate themselves to the New World Order?
Oh, I suppose.
So
his
who's
world.
Creating all of this terror anyways? It's got to be... Wait, he was on George Bush Sr.'s... Yeah, his panel as well, is it during his administration, right?
That's right.
And wasn't that guy calling for a new world order, and the guy that said out of chaos we'll create a new world order, and Rockefeller's around all these jokers too, and saying we need a crisis, and so who's creating those crises, friends?
Oh, that's a good question.
Now I'm starting to understand why they hate radio shows like this one. Folks, welcome to the show. You have Bradley and Stephanie again. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Awesome. Just an awesome website. That one was for the East Coast.
That's right. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Want to make you feel at home.
Totally. And if you are in the Midwest, well, we'll get to you in just a couple minutes when Stephanie's
awesome.
Up. When it's Stephanie's turn to bat, she can go to the Midwesterns.
I'll try
like
Minnesota.
She's from Canada. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Don't you know we'll do that? You betcha.
Okay, now we're bringing the cheese out. Guys, just bring the crackers. Steph will bring the cheese.
That's
you know,
right.
You know the routine here at the Sons of Liberty. Check us out on Facebook as well, friends. We're starting to get a lot of traffic on Sons of Liberty Radio. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Folks, always updating, posting, putting videos, articles that matter. We're not just giving you the bad news. Case in point, had someone write to us today and say, can you give us some encouraging words?
Yeah.
I always give you encouraging words. I don't just show you what the problem is, but I give you the answer, and that's God's word. And the hope is in what you do with the truth that I gave you. And I say this, buy the truth and sell it not. And again, keep in mind, now I know that there's some out there that just don't want any good news whatsoever. I get you. You're the rhetorical thinkers. You're like the dog that doesn't want to get a hold of his tail.
The glass is always half empty rather than half full. I understand.
Yeah. I can't live that way. I'm an overcomer in Jesus Christ,
right?
But in saying that, remember when Arturia said there's no worse death than the end of hope?
Yes.
Yeah, see, if there is no Christ, then you have no hope, because Scripture says in the book of Romans that we hope against hope. And God is not a man that he should lie, and he never fails us.
Exactly.
So you have to respond to the truth given in Christ, do all that you can do, and leave the results up to him. There's your hope.
Exactly.
Okay, so there's your encouragement for the day. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Okay, you can also go to Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Thank you for the response, by the way. Got about 65, we're going on 65,000 friends on my fan page. And then you go over to my personal page, and I'm filling that up pretty quick as well. And we're almost to the point where we're going to be cutting that off pretty soon because it got no more room.
Yeah, you know,
that's a good place to be,
yeah,
right? Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E, double E.
They're both Bradley Dean, but you'll know they're different because they have two different pictures.
Right.
For you visual learners out there.
You are so smart.
I thought I just come in there.
Folks, it is hard to stay up.
I try to dim my candle a little bit so you look a little brighter.
I do appreciate that.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
Cool. You can also go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. You got us for 2 hours today, friends, and we appreciate it. That means we've got you. We're in this together, right? We the people. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Chase, you want to give them an update really quick as to book the Sons of Liberty? I know next month is booked already. How far out ahead of the game are you?
Well, we have people making some requests all the way out into October.
October
and October. So now's the time because we're going to be getting way ahead of the game here. So
well, that's a good place to be,
give
too.
Give me a call.
Yeah, I like that.
And the summer months, too, are great times to have events. People are happy.
Oh, they are for you, but not if you're talking when it's 105 degrees out in the state of Arizona or California.
But, you know, we could also do an indoor event out in Texas or Arizona with air conditioning.
Yeah.
That would be perfect.
I think
and it's a nice time for people to get
maybe
together.
Maybe we can get one of those like those. Maybe we should actually construct like an air conditioner that just blows on the speaker when he's walking back and
maybe
forth like a lion in his den.
Hold like a handheld fan right next to you and follow you.
Or take one of those big leaves and go up
like
and down.
Moses.
Yes.
We could do
one
out on the beach too. You know, that would be a good idea. Or maybe like a pool party assembly.
Well, there was a time where Jesus, I just read in the book of Mark, and I'm not kidding, but Jesus had to actually step out on a ship and be pushed offshore so he could talk to the multitudes that came unto him.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, too, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can click on the event bookings that will show you how to book Bradley Dean.
Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Pretty Little Princess, could you actually share with us why that is?
Well, you see, the reason why that is because
we're
it's
having
just
too much
terrible,
fun today. We got to knock this off. This is
terrible
way over
place
the top.
To be when your brains are in someone else's head. We always want the mind of Christ. We always want the heart of God, as we always say at the Sons of Liberty. Now, I'm going to highlight this because we've had some fun this week with this. But for all of you health food fanatics out there, and for all of you junk food lovers, we've got something that's going to parallel.
Cheers.
Cheers as Bradley drinks some pop. Then we got some good things that are going to parallel what's good for you and what's bad for you. Now, first of all, I'm going to highlight America.
Can I interject something real quick?
Sure.
People need to know that I'm a disciplined dude.
Yes.
No, seriously.
Yes.
I fast 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You always say I have a good attitude during my fast.
That's true. When I fast, I'm grumpy, agitated, irritable.
Are you fasting?
No.
Because it seems like you're fasting like 24-7. I don't know. Just ask the kids.
Wait, I always thought that you said I had a ridiculous-looking smirk on my
face.
Is
Sam back
there
right now? Can I get Sam on the phone here real quick? Hey, Sam, is Mom seem like she's like an angry elf quite a bit?
Quite a bit, except when she's in front of the bank people and in the radio.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. That's
heart.
That diplomatic face. Oh, how are you guys in there? Yeah, I guess.
You know, actually, no, I don't
He's
have to.
He's telling the truth and shaming the
but
devil.
You know, this is true. I don't have to round up the bank tellers who are playing with toy guns and running around the house, and I get to just talk with them like normal.
They are really cool people.
They are very cool people. That's right.
And you know what? I do think they work for the dentist, though. Because they always ask me if I want to give suckers to my kids. It's like, no. You are. Is this a conspiracy with you and the doctor down the street there?
Definite conspiracy.
You want cavities in my kids' mouths. And I'm sick and tired of it. We'll come back. We'll hand it over to Stephanie. You got Bradley and Stephanie. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. 301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Amanda Bozold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.4477, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Seven 2 hours, friends. We are with you today. Diplomacy is seduction in another guy, said Ben Franklin.
That's a good quote.
What say you to your child's accusation?
Well, you know, if everybody does what they're told, such as the children, they stay on their work.
Now it's
they
the
don't
kids
get yelled at.
Fault.
Yeah, that is true, you know, but it's just amazing how that works. But you know what? I suppose mom is always the bad guy when she wants to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But I'll play that part because the Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will
that?
Not depart from it.
Do you hear that?
I hear
my
it.
My heart bleeds for you.
Oh,
I can
that's
hear
it.
That.
Oh, that's yes. It. Where's the My Heart Bleeds for You song right now?
I can play the drums. I can beat for you if that's what you're looking
my
for.
My Heart Beats for
yes.
You? I like that. All right, well, what we're going to highlight here, for those of you who love junk food and for those of you who love health food, we're going to take a look at America's top 10 most favorite foods and then also America's top 10 most hated foods.
Now, let's go to this again. We
mm-hmm.
talked about this over the last week. Why is it that what is good for us, we don't want?
It's
but what
so
is
true.
Bad for us, we want it.
Yep. Everything on this list here that is America's favorite food is not good for you. You know, lots of fat, lots of calories, high cholesterol, all that kind of stuff. In fact, well, we'll get to this.
When you ask a kid what he's hungry for, right?
Yeah, he's like, do you want broccoli or do you want pizza?
Or french fries.
Exactly. There's broccoli.
Yeah.
Of course not. They want what's bad for them because it tastes good.
Well, why do adults do that?
You know, it's the same thing. Oftentimes, the hardest things in life to go through are the best things for you.
Now, you speak of it as if you know it through experience.
I do know it through experience. It's not easy all the time, but you know what? It is worth it in the end. Well, let's get to this. For example, the number one America's most loved food is hamburgers.
Of course.
Now listen, 13 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion hamburgers are enough to circle the earth 32 times, which Americans eat in a year.
Now that sounds like that guy that took that
billion.
Survey has a little too much time on his hand. I'm curious to know who's paying him. That must be one of the Obamaites, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now an average American consumes 3 hamburgers per week, which is true. Usually people go out to eat some, you know, typical restaurant. They'll say, oh, I want a hamburger and fries. Now, the second...
Well, in most cases, that's all they have to offer.
Well, yeah,
in a lot of cases, it is.
You know, if you go to China King, I don't think they're going to have hamburgers and fries there.
You know what they say of Chinese restaurants? They have the dirtiest bathrooms and the dirtiest kitchens.
See,
that's
now we just got some people very angry at
us
right now.
You know what? Oh, I love Chinese food too, but you know what? Clean yourselves, right?
Any restaurant. Be sure you're clean. Second most favorite food is Hot dogs. Hot dogs are a part of the 4th of July culture in America, and it's reported that Americans consume 150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July.
I mean, seriously, you got to think about this. What do you have, like a guy with a little hand clicker, numbering how many hot dogs are sold?
He must be in every portion of America watching everyone eat something and marking it down.
Does anybody know the ingredients to a hot dog? Let's go to pork.
My gosh.
Chase, come on.
Yeah, no, we were looking that up the other day. It's mechanically separated meats, mechanically separated turkey, and mechanically separated pork and chicken in it.
Of what?
It's like the leftovers. So
the leftovers of what?
The leftovers.
The leftovers of the leftovers.
Friendly farm animals.
Oh, so like the eyes, the ears,
sinew, bone.
That is seriously disgusting.
So think about that next time you feed the kids hot dogs.
I know, and you know,
or you're at a game, and all of a sudden the only thing you have to eat is a hot dog. But they are awesome if you douse them in ketchup, and it just kind of buries the thought of the fact that you're eating eyeballs.
Like processed bones, sinew.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. An average American actually consumes more than 50 hot dogs in a year. Now, the third most favorite food is, of course...
That is about right. This is a conspiracy.
Seriously.
Because I just kind of put that number to my own head, and I thought, That's about right.
Yeah, really, it is. Yeah. If you sit there, 4th of July, or, during the summer months, you probably
consume
more hot dogs.
Or the state fair.
Exactly.
Ooh, my goodness. Corn dogs.
A good thing I just had lunch, because I'd be really hungry right now if I had
I meat. Believe that.
Okay, now, French fries. French fries account for more than 1/4 of all potatoes sold in America. Can you believe that? Americans eat about 2 million tons of French fries each year.
I stay away from French fries quite a bit.
So do I.
Some have really good
McDonald's
quality fries.
McDonald's has really good French fries, but they're horrible for you. Oh, my goodness. An average American
consumes... Remember Supersize Me?
Exactly. Yeah. What I was thinking of. An average American consumes 30 pounds of French fries per year.
You know, I saw something the other day online where
they took
French fries and they put them in a glass container, just like exposed them to the air for 2 years.
No.
And they looked exactly the same after 2 years. It looked like you just bought them.
So do you guys want to like hit up McDonald's right after this?
Fries after the show?
I have not been to a McDonald's in about 7 years.
Good for you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well.
You know what, Steph?
Yeah.
Let's hit McDonald's.
That seriously sounds good, but it's so bad for you. Okay, now the fourth most favorite love food is Oreo cookies. Now, everyone loves Oreo cookies. Actually, 7.5 billion Oreo cookies are consumed each year. But then I found out, I saw an ad where Oreo supported the homosexual movement.
Yeah, they do.
So I haven't had an Oreo cookie. I did once by accident.
Folks, we really do.
When we begin
to see these companies, actually back up the political agenda that this criminal administration is actually promoting or perpetuating, we will seriously cut them off.
Yeah.
And Target was another one. They were beginning to advocate homosexual marriage. We said, we're not supporting them. For years.
Yeah.
So.
And it's unfortunate because Target was like my favorite store.
I know. Well, just think when everybody does that.
Exactly.
And then it's all over, right?
Exactly. Yep. And people need to stand. Now, another one of the favorite foods is pizza. Who does not love pizza? Our four-year-old loves pizza. You go and you ask any restaurant, what do you want to have? Pizza.
Yep.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Well, Steph, if you keep giving them the same thing over and over, what do you think they're going
to
order?
I have to say
that's
this,
all
though.
They know.
When I go to a certain restaurant, I always get the same thing of what I like, no matter where I am.
Steph, you could go to a Ruth Chris's or a Manny's, which is a really super, super top-notch restaurant in the state of Minnesota.
We're getting
here.
A lot of free advertising.
Yeah, Steph
right
would
now,
go in there and she'd order, sir, do you have some pizza?
No, not quite. I think I know enough that Ruth Chris, you want to get a good steak.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, 94% of Americans eat pizza regularly. About 3 billion pizzas are sold annually in the United States.
What a great idea.
Yeah, Americans eat approximately 100 acres of pizza each day, and that's 350 slices per second.
Now, this is why Chicago and New York are famous.
Oh, that's right. I've had pizza in New York. Very good.
Yeah, yes. New York. It's New York
pizza,
yeah.
That's right. Okay, soft drinks. Americans consume at least one glass of soda pop or pop. People say pop here.
East Coast, it's soda.
It's soda. I know. Yep. It's something you want a soda. It's like, can I have a pop? I remember one time I was in New York.
Yeah, a guy said that to me one time, and I dropped him right on the spot.
Really?
Yeah, and he got up, and I looked at him, and I said, well, what's the problem? He said,
he told me
I just asked you for a pop. I said, I just gave you one, so I popped him again.
Oh, that was bad. You think I'm cheesy. That was a little
okay.
Bad.
You're rubbing off.
That's right. Now, in the last decade, Americans found that the sugar in soda pop beverages leads to obesity and weight gain. Now, this is true. I remember in high school, I took a...
Lasciviousness.
It was economics. I remember. It was my economics class. Now I remember what the class was. And we were talking about this, and he said, listen, if you consume two cans of pop a day, and then you stop drinking pop for 2 weeks, you could lose something like maybe 13 to 17 pounds, something
sugar
like that,
water.
Because of all the sugar that's in pop. Yeah. And it's literally, it's so acidic.
Sure does make you feel good for a minute,
It can dissolve a nail, I think, in 2 days. If you put nail and you put it in Coke, and you just let it kind of eat away, it can rust out a nail.
Cops will have, I've got a lot of friends that are cops, they'll use Coca-Cola where there's accidents, where there's blood, they'll pour Coca-Cola on the street to wash away the blood.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty crazy, but it's great stuff.
That's right. Now, chicken nuggets, this is something completely disgusting. We saw, we looked up some just images of what chicken nuggets were.
Kind of like hot dogs again, processed.
That's right. It looks like ground up meat squirted out of a tube, like kind of an ice cream color. Chase, you described it before. It looked like a strawberry kind of tubey, squirted.
That's the same stuff that they make hot dogs out of, the mechanically separated, like compost. It's like particle board. You know the cheap desks that you get at like Walmart or whatever? Particle board?
It's like that. I know the,
I
know the particle
board.
Yeah, so you flip it over and you got that kind of cheap. It just, I remember seeing a post on
Facebook.
It's
not healthy.
That's right. It looked like there's literally hairs in that. So if anybody's eating chicken nuggets right now, you might want to just set
aside. Go back to Supersize. They talk about that as well.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Okay, and we go down to ice cream, of course. People love ice cream. The most popular ice cream out there is vanilla chocolate. Vanilla is 29%. Chocolate is 8.9%. That's a very...
Yeah, you know what's interesting? A lot of those guys that actually developed ice cream to what it is today... Man, they're like dying in their 50s.
That's true, because they have so much sugar. And, you know, we could get into a lot of that.
Okay, we need to practice what we're preaching here, right?
Oh, boy.
No more Dairy Queen stuff.
Oh, you know what I have to say is
but as long as you get a Diet Coke after you order three chocolate malts and
Dairy
a couple.
Dairy Queen's ice cream to me.
Pecan sundae.
But, you know, okay,
just get a diet something in there and justify yourself.
Okay, I don't drink diet anything, actually.
You're good.
I'm pretty natural. I don't really have pop, except for I do like cans of A&W every once in a
while. I'm trying to make my wife strong on the radio.
Oh,
this would be a great time to start talking about longevity, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah, longevity. That's right. Now, longevity has got so many different. What we do is we take, we've got our tangy tangerine, pop that in some juice, stir it up, and it tastes.
Drink it every day.
Great.
Two or three times a day.
That's right, longevity. So we'll get to that maybe more at the healthier part.
We've got
part
a
of
lot
this.
Of awesome opportunities right now with longevity to get on board as to where we're at right now because, again, it's a great opportunity to be at the top.
And that's on our website, too, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And to finish it off, America's most loved foods, donuts and potato chips.
What kind of donuts?
Oh, a lot of donuts. Actually, I'm looking right here, and there's 344,700 donuts produced per week.
Okay, when we come back, friends, what we're going to talk about is we are going to talk about some serious stuff, tyranny on trial, right when we get back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Okay, really quick. Kind of bring this into a conversation we were just having a minute ago. The Sons of Liberty have partnered with Youngevity, technologically advanced nutritional company dedicated to the improving lifestyles by promoting vibrant health and flourishing economies. That's what it says.
Oh, gotcha.
Imagine waking up each day full of energy and vitality, functioning at the top form, both mentally, physically, having the unmistakable glow of radiant good health. That's what Youngevity offers. To say all that, we work with Youngevity as well. We just started this, probably 3-4 months ago, maybe 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to try it out before we said anything about it.
Right now.
And I drink it 2 to 3 times every day.
I think you should tell the story. So you met Ted at a restaurant, and you looked at me and you're like, wow, you look great.
That's exactly. Ted is the owner for Genesis Communication
Network. That's right.
That's true. I looked at him at one point, and I said to him, what did you do? Last time I seen you, he said, I've been on Youngevity.
Yeah.
I kid you negative. I said, why don't you let me check that stuff out? So nobody was trying to sell me anything, to sell anybody.
I think his being sold himself.
I looked
like,
at him,
what
I said,
you,
you look great, dude. Let me check it out. We signed up. We've been taking it for 5 months, and look at me.
You didn't think that could get any improvement, and look at you now.
It totally. It just doesn't happen without Youngevity.
That's right.
So
speaking of Youngevity, now good for you food. Now we talked about what America loves, everything that's bad for you, fattening, blah, blah, blah. Now we're going to talk about what America hates, the food that's most hated, but guess what? It's the most good for you. Now, the first most hated
food. Most healthy for you.
That's right. The first most hated food is Brussels sprouts. Which,
really?
What can I say? It's, you know, people don't like Brussels sprouts. Now, the second one that's most hated is broccoli. Now, I have to say, I like broccoli.
Good for you.
You have broccoli, like chicken and broccoli, you know, when you have Chinese food. I think it's great.
Can't stand the smell of it, but yeah.
It's good for you. And,
good for those that like broccoli.
You know what the sad part is? Sometimes you get vegetables, and you don't really like the vegetables that are raw by themselves, but then you dip them in that really bad for you fattening sauce.
Because it says vegetable dip on it?
That's right. Yeah. The vegetable dip. And then it makes you feel better. Like, see how I get my vegetables, but you don't realize you're getting gobs of fat in the same intake. But the third least favorite food is fish. Now, I think, you know...
Fish is awesome.
Fish is good.
We go
good.
To Captain D's down south, and we do tea parties down there. Mm-hmm. Have to go there every single time. Ask Chaseford. And without fail, my friends, I will gain 5 pounds. I don't know
it's
why that is.
It's breaded. It's deep fried. It's got that breading over the fish. That's the
Wait a second. Maybe
you.
That's the problem, because every time I eat it, I'm always looking for the fish.
That's true.
I can always say, that's what's been missing is the fish.
That's right. Too much breading. You got to talk to
I do love that place,
there.
Though, yes.
And people
that
do,
was a free one, Captain
that's
D's.
That's right,
yes.
Because Bradley does like Captain D's. Now, the fourth least favorite, or most hated, I should say, is turnips. I don't know that I've ever had a turnip a day in my life. Can you think of him? Have you ever had
no.
a turnip? It's not
no.
really on my menu.
If I have, I probably turned it down.
That's right. Oh,
jeez. This is getting bad. Sorry.
We got
Sorry.
Liz over there. She's putting her
hand
Well,
you know what? We have a little sense
head.
Of humor. By the way, if you want to see us on live, there's a live stream. Chase, how do they get live stream?
You got to see the
When
antics.
You become a son or daughter of Liberty, you get the live stream. We send you the link. Go to our shop page from www.sonsoflibertyradio.com and become a Son of Liberty. And then
cool.
We'll send
or
you that.
Or a daughter
of Liberty. Sign up. And by the way, welcome aboard.
Yeah, just today.
Cool.
Okay, now the fifth most hated food is we're getting sign language.
Eight sign-ups in the last 2 weeks.
Nice.
Good. Welcome
Great.
Aboard, guys.
More
we
sons
appreciate.
And daughters of Liberty
So we have eight
there.
More people that will watch our lunacy. On
lunacy.
A live stream.
Well, you're lunacy.
Mine. We got to get a camera on you, too.
That's right.
Okay.
Woo. Now
maybe we should just keep
just
it the way it is.
Well, we don't want to raise the
We want to gain friends here.
Oh, this is why I'm the strongest.
Chase is going to jump on board with this one, stuff.
Oh, Chase, no,
I was
going to
add to that and say slow growth. You know, we don't want to go get too big too fast.
That's right.
We could get a camera for Chase, too. That would really do us in.
That would do us in.
But he's got a great radio voice. He's got that studly, manly
Thank
voice.
You.
That's
yes.
right. Okay, now the fifth most hated food is beets. I like beets.
So do I.
You know,
Love
you have
them.
Beets from the can. It kind of tastes like it came literally from the dirt, like the earth. You can taste that in with the beets.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, of course.
That's where they do come from.
It literally does taste like that, and I kind of
Well, that's
that.
Probably why.
Because it really did come
Well, it's
from
like
earth.
Saying the fish tastes like it just came out of salt water or
well,
something.
Well, you know, I don't think beets in the can are the same thing as like beets straight from the garden, but still, beets in the can have that similar taste.
Okay,
that
wait.
Came
now,
from
let's
the
just
dirt.
Slow our roll. Let's yeah. rewind just a little bit. Well, then, where did they come from?
Well, what I'm trying to say here, and maybe I'm digging
hey,
on this hole.
And she is an A-plus student.
A
Am
student.
I kidding?
I got one A-minus.
Oh.
I did. Biology. And I remember 10th grade.
You got that minus in the common sense course, right?
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. But what I'm saying is, you know, garden fresh beets and canned
this
beets in the grocery
This is called growing in grace.
Are a little
yes.
different. Okay, now the sixth most hated food is liver. I don't think I've ever no. had liver.
Cats love liver. If you have liver, you got to dump it in a lot of ketchup to drown out the taste of liver.
Yeah, people say, you know, we have liver and onions, and
yeah.
we just, bleh.
Oh, something, it's really good
some?
For you, though. Isn't it interesting? What we don't want to eat is always really good for
that's
our physical
right.
bodies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now,
like monkey brain, it makes you smart.
That's right.
I'm kidding.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, number seven, spinach. People don't like spinach. You
Popeye
know what?
Does.
Yeah, Popeye likes spinach. That's true.
Yeah.
I was saying this. You bought a can of spinach with Popeye's picture on the outside just for the kids to see.
Yep.
I do have to say that I opened up the cover
Great
and I saw it in there.
Great marketing strategy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I saw it in there and I started in my head, started saying, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Of course. Isn't that amazing how your mind just goes directly to the song?
My mind has never done that. Sorry.
You're a little too intellectually above that.
Hey, listen, getting to the top of the mountain, you don't just fall there. You don't just fall on the top of the mountain. You work there. All right?
Anyway,
I guess the other guy's like, man, this guy's like really on top of his game.
Yeah.
No. I'm just having a little fun right now.
Okay, now spinach. I've had some testimony with spinach. Spinach is really good for you. My hemoglobin I had low after
Wait,
I had...
Wait a second. You said you have some testimony with spinach?
I do. I have some testimony with spinach.
Is this what spinach does to a woman's body? Because if that's the case,
spinach. All the daughters of Liberty are shutting the tune off right now.
No, they're shutting the camera off. I'm not going to listen to that guy talk to her like that.
That's right. But no, it's true because I remember my hemoglobin was low after I had our fourth son, and so I had spinach and I had some other things too as well, some like, mineral kind of things. But it popped back up there really fast after eating lots of
yes,
greens.
Of
so
course.
Spinach is very good for you. So an avocado, people don't like avocado. Avocado's good on when you have chicken quesadillas, but people don't like avocado. I don't think really by itself.
Is it not the center of an avocado that actually fights off cancer?
I want to say it's beet.
Apricot.
Apricot. There
Thank
we go.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry
right.
about that.
All right. The second worst, or we're on number nine here.
Now we got Dr. Chase over here, right?
That's
hey, folks,
right.
If you
That's
guys
what
got
I'm
any,
here for.
If you got any questions for Dr. Chase, just go ahead and give us a call.
That's right. All right, now cottage cheese. People don't like cottage cheese. I heard cottage cheese is actually good for you when you're pregnant. No joke.
And she's stuffing her face with pickles right now. Yes.
We got the pregnant lady behind the
screen. I have never had cottage cheese a day in my life, and I've seen it 100 times. It's
really
weird.
It's not bad. It's just the texture, the taste of it is a little different inside your mouth. And finally, the most hated food that's really good for you is eggplant.
So, that stuff is stinky.
I don't think I've never had eggplant.
Every
either.
Once in a while, we'll go into a Oriental food market in Minneapolis to grab some steak sauce because they have steak sauce that is second to none by Kikkoman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we go in there and they have everything from every
It's literally
you know,
Oriental
foreign land.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's just very different. I remember seeing
you go to certain sections. It's like you folks eating this stuff.
Exactly.
But
I saw the head of a fish with like the eyeballs and everything like sitting there. It's like
yeah. Remember I asked the guy. I said, "What is that for?" He said, "For soup."
Oh.
I said, well, you can have it.
Eyeball fish soup.
You first.
You know, a lot
you
of,
first.
You know
I
what?
Ain't eating that.
Oriental people, for the most part, they eat
they're
a lot
healthy.
Of vegetables and a lot of rice and stuff. They're very skinny people for the most part. So
that's
maybe
why people think I'm Chinese. It's weird. Sometimes people think I'm like African-American on the radio, and other times people think I'm Hispanic. It's weird.
Really?
I literally become all things to all men.
You are amazing.
That's true.
So when you go in the bottom line,
isn't
I
that
guess,
why you married me?
Definitely. For your well-rounded looks, for sure.
My looks.
That's right. Now, it's interesting that basically the moral of the story is we need to see what's good for us. Doesn't always taste the best. The things in life that are, you know, harder to go through, they're the best things for you in the end. If you get quick food, fast food, it tastes good, but it's horrible for your health. Yeah. You got to think down the line
Longevity.
And realize that really is what's good for you is what God gave you. Notice the other things that are good for you are vegetables, fruits, things
or,
that,
yeah,
that came
God's
straight.
Candy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we need to
I
stick,
love God's candy.
That's right. We need
yeah,
to stick more
awesome.
To God's kind of food for us rather than all this processed hamburger meat.
Processed, that's exactly what
Garbage,
it is.
That's
what
right.
is in there? They have filler for meat.
That's right. And if you
Gross.
Want to take a step in the right direction, try Longevity. We've
and
got
seriously,
that
we did not do that. I am not that kind of a guy, and I've told my crew that several times. I would not bring forth an offer to the people on the radio if I myself don't know that it works personally.
Right, you haven't tried it.
And we have been on it for 5 months. And as Stephanie said, and I'm glad you brought that up because I totally forgot about that. But when I seen Ted Anderson, the owner for Genesis Communication Networks, I was the one that asked him, what did you do?
He didn't say anything
No, he
you.
Didn't. He was sent, we met him at a restaurant. We sat down. I looked at him. I said, you look great. And that's when I asked him what he did. And he told me what he was on. I said, well, let me check that out. And we have. And now we're actually, you know, promoting Longevity use.
That's right.
And there's a lot of opportunities right now if you'd like to be a part of Longevity and you'd like to actually distribute Longevity, a prime opportunity right now, friends, for a couple of you if you'd like to jump on board with Longevity right now. Did you want to add something, Chase?
SonsOfLibertyTeam.com. That's the website to check out, SonsOfLibertyTeam.com.
Cool. Were you done?
I'm done.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to get to how to put godless statists out of business. Because, again, we talk about this quite a bit, friends. But, you know, as I said during the first segment of the radio program today, you know, someone called and said we need encouragement. I always encourage. And, friends, I need encouragement on a daily basis. That's why I always study every day of my life. As a matter of fact, I have conversations with my wife on a daily basis of saying there's more to this than where we're at. There's more to this. I'm always pressing towards the high call that which is in Jesus Christ, because I know that if the word says that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations and he's in the generation of the righteous, then I better correct myself to get into the position that he wants me to be. So I stand in the Bible, draw a circle around it, and I say, Lord, fill in everything within that circle and revive it, because I'm not moving until you do. That's where I'm at every day in my life.
Amen.
So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about, let's put them out of business, these ungodly statists. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We got Jerry calling from New Jersey. He wanted to remind Stephanie of what she forgot.
All right.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. How are you?
Hey, man. All right. I just wanted to bring something up from my experience. Pizza is my favorite food.
Okay. I love pizza.
But my worst, absolute worst that I cannot stand is anchovies. So you forgot to mention that to your list. I don't think anybody likes anchovies.
Okay, all right. Anchovies are like the explain to me anchovies. I know I've heard them before, but I don't think I've actually ever had one before.
Well, they're basically like small fish that you
That's what I thought it was. Oh, that is so gross. You're right. That should have definitely been on the list, Jerry. That's, oh, I've seen those before.
What about fish eggs?
Oh, like caviar?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty gross, too.
Yeah. Hey, Steph, I'm just kind of curious. How does that feel right now?
Oh, I'm hurt.
You really blew it.
I missed the anchovies. I had to have our good friend Jerry from New Jersey.
Jerry.
Call in and correct me on that.
You spanker, a good one, on live radio.
Sorry about that. In there, man. All okay. Right, we'll stay in touch.
Appreciate it, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. You know, that is true. I have seen anchovies before, and you actually maybe have seen them in like a buffet. Type thing, or you can like stick them on top of your stuff, or they come in little cans.
Yeah.
Oh.
I get it. Well, when you go to fish eggs, I'm talking of caviar.
I don't think I've ever had caviar anymore.
No, pretty nasty.
I know, and that's supposed to be like what a ritzy it? Kind of food. It's like, ugh.
Well, I mean, I can go outside right now and shoot an animal somewhere and just kind of make something ritzy out of that, too, and sell it for a lot of money and say, hey.
You know, some of the stupidest things are ritzy.
Not too many smart people eat this kind of food,
you
right?
Know, that reminds me, I do have to say this real quick.
Who would have thought of eating fish eggs?
Okay, I remember this on an episode of Little House on the Prairie, because Little House on the Prairie is godly and wholesome, right? There is an episode.
For the most part.
For the most part, where Pa, he went to go eat snails.
Yeah.
He says,
escargot.
Escargot. He said, them snails. That's what his friend Jonathan Garvey said. And Jonathan said, if this is the way the rich people eat, I'd rather be poor.
Yeah.
And I think when you come to caviar and things like that, if that's how the rich people eat, no thanks. I think I'll just stick to mashed potatoes and gravy and
hamburger. The snails don't start,
get
decrying racism here.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, folks, while the charades of Russia, China, and America being at odds with each other continue over fabricated circumstances, only again to create more chaos in order to implement more government control on a global scale, because that's what it's all about, friends, one must take note that these supposed arch enemies are all in agreement with the same communist ideologies. Friends, don't forget who actually supports the President of the United States, corporate America. Don't forget who actually supports him, friends. It's not within. The only people within that actually support this criminal administration are the homosexuals and the abortionists and, of course, the atheists and the communists. And without, of course, we have China and we have Russia, we have Cuba, we have all these foreign nations that just happen to be communist nations that actually support this administration. Who doesn't support him? Well, 312 million of the American people don't. Well, exactly. At least they say they don't. But folks, back to my point. These communist nations, speaking of Russia, China, and America, hey, we're not a communist nation, but we're allowing a communist to dictate from the White House. And you say, well, no, we are not. Well, good for you. Then we're on the same page. But friends, these communist nations are attempting to convince the people that God does not exist. This is what they all promulgate upon their people. That the rules you live by are what they approve of or disapprove of, and that there is no moral law, God's Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, that we must follow. Read Psalm 2:2 when you get a minute too. It's the idea that, friends, we can do whatever we want to do as so long as they agree with what we do. Don't shout me down, friends. It's true, isn't it? Because that is totalitarianism. See, when you see what these communists produce, you can see why they do not want you taking heed to the God of the Bible through the Mosaic Institution. Because God's law simply exposes them for who they are. And by the way, who do atheists hate? Who do the homosexuals hate?
Mm-hmm.
Who do they hate? They're all at war with who? Their creator, Romans 1 and 2. Right? But what's the fruit of these nations? What is the fruit of their ideology? Murder, theft, and destruction. And when I began to write this out, I started to think within myself, wait a second. That is exactly what Jesus told us in John 10:10 was the fruit of their father. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. What is the fruit of these communist dictators that rule through force and oppressive measures? Hey, folks, here's the point. They're at war with God, and they're at war with Christianity because they know that they'd be put out of business if the people across the world that actually profess Christianity would obey God's commandments.
That's right.
That's how simple it is. Did you hear what I said? If the professed Christians across the world would simply stand up and quit saying, oh, the Lord's going to do what the Lord's going to do, and actually take heed to God's commandments, there would be no such thing as a dictator. See, that's why our forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Either you're going to be ruled by man's 10,000 commandments, or you're going to be ruled by God's 10 commandments. There is no in-between.
Mm-hmm.
See, folks, these tyrants that I speak of, these communists, understand that wars, the wars that they themselves are creating, are brought forth through the rule of force, and force is what they use to rule. I'll say it again. These communists understand that wars, the wars that they themselves create, they are created, friends. Read Hosea 8. There's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. When I'm talking about tyrants, these are man's wars. You know, during the first segment of the radio program today, we were talking about how these New World Order jokers, they just can't stand radio programs. They can't stand patriots. That's why they're threatened by the Tea Partiers across the country, friends, that actually stand on the documentation that was given unto us by our Heavenly Father and by our forefathers who were in agreement with our Heavenly Father. That's why the Tea Parties are such a threat to this administration. This is why this administration, through the IRS and through other federal agencies is demonizing and attempting to ostracize anybody that doesn't agree with their political ideologies. By the way, this is exactly what Hitler did. This is exactly what Mao Zedong did. This is exactly what Pol Pot did, Idi Amin did. This is exactly what Stalin did. This is exactly what a dictator does, friends. They begin to attack heaven. But I want to say this. The kings of the earth, they gather themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. But what is the reply from heaven? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He shall have them in great derision. The word of God says that he shall wax hot upon his enemies. And then he says, through David, to the kings of the earth and to the judges of the earth, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. In other words, you're way out of your league. You're speaking, you're fighting, you're kicking up against the goads in every sense of the word. You're kicking up against him who had said through his word and has demonstrated day after day after day after day for 6,000 years that he is the governor of the nations. Just think if the professed Christians and the patriots and the conservatives, all one and the same, Bradley, all one and the same, listeners, would actually take heed to what our founding documents say, these communist dictators would all be put out of business. And that's what makes America special, because they didn't. That's what the Declaration of Independence is all about. They said no to dictatorship and tyrants, and they said yes to God in his rule. See, these tyrants, again, understand that wars, the wars they create, are brought forth through the rule of force. Listen carefully. And force is what they use to rule. They're deceptive devils, friends. While peace is found through the reign of law. See, it is the law that these tyrants refuse to submit to in order to have the peace. Read Isaiah 51:4. Do you remember any time in your life? Steph used an analogy yesterday. I'll use that one. But do you ever notice when you're going on the highway and everybody's going 70, 75 miles an hour, maybe 80 miles an hour, and all of a sudden they see a cop getting off on the ramp, going onto the highway, and all of a sudden all these violators, all these lawbreakers, all of a sudden begin to slow down, and you begin to see their brake lights go on. Mm-hmm. See, that's scripture. Moreover, the law
entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
That's exactly what happens. So the law comes in. Do you remember when you were a kid and you were doing things you knew you shouldn't have been doing? Or maybe some of you adults, you know that you're doing something wrong. And let's say the boss comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it all of a sudden you correct yourself only when
the
boss is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
And it shows that it wasn't in your heart to be obedient in the first place.
That's right.
Because if you just obey when all of a sudden that police officer pulls up next to you, whoa, better slow down.
Yeah.
If you're a kid, if you only do the right thing as your parents come in the room, whoa, better stop doing that. It could be any given situation.
Yeah.
Then you know it's not really in your heart to be obedient before God, that the eyes of the Lord are open to everything that we do. He can see all things.
Yeah.
So when we're saying we fear God, that means that whether God or anybody, and God obviously can see everything all the time, but whether anybody else is watching us, we do what we do because we fear God and because we love him, not because anyone else is there.
He said all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. We walk before him
right. In
the light of his countenance in the fear of the Lord, and that is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and evil way. We're going to come back in contrast to what we're talking about. Let's put him out of business, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.